amongst all the nisim that we have in Yetzias Mitzrayim and everything about it, Kriyas Yamsuf seems to be part of it, but Kriyas Yamsuf stands out on its own. Kriyas Yamsuf has its own yontiv. The first day of the first Mikra Kodesh of Pesach is a Mikra Kodesh for the Ikki Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the seventh day is a Mikra Kodesh for Kriyas Yamsuf. So we're going to focus a little bit on Kriyas Yamsuf, the Shviyish Pesach, Shminish Pesach, and try to understand its unique features. What happened at Kriyas Yamsuf that it is stands on its own? We'll start with said Shira Chadosha Shipur Geulim Shimchas Fas Hayom Yachad Kulam Hodu V'Yichu V'Omru Hashem Yimlek L'Olam V'Ed. So they point as the high point of the Shira, Hashem Yimlek L'Olam V'Ed. This is called the Shira Chadosha. In other words, Chazal had said in many places that no Shira was ever said till Kriyas Yamsuf. This is the first Shira in the Bria. And here, Chazal are saying that's a Shira Chadosha. It's a new type of Shira, something that was never said before. And if we want to encapsulate the entirety of the Shira, we're saying Hashem Yimlek L'Olam V'Ed. So I don't know what other Shiras there were according to this. That when it says Shira Chadosha, there's the Shira of the first night of Hallel. But Hashem Yimlek being unique as a type of Shira begs the question, what is it's a sort of an affirmation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Melucha, which is very nice, but so is Hashem Melech Olam V'Ed, and so on. Hashem Moloch Geis Lovish, all of those are affirmation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Melech. What's unique about Hashem Yimlech Olam V'Ed? When we're comparing the Inyonim of Kriyas Yamsuf to the Yetzias Mitzrayim, we come across at least two stark distinctions between the two. On Kriyas Yamsuf it says Ve'ashav Yamalei Sano. So Chazal say Tnai Hisna Ma'aseh Breishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Tnai with Ma'aseh Breishis that the Nes would happen. Rishayim, the Mar Nevuchim, and others talk about this Tnai Hisna, and the general direction of it is that it's something which is it's sort of built into the system so that we don't run into a stira between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's primary Ratzon and Precious, in which he set the basic features of the world, to create something which is radically different. Ki'ilu seems to imply a change of mind, a change of heart, which would question the musig of Ribbono Shel Olam the way we understand it. Could there be such a thing? And therefore, it's something which we avoid. And the way we do it is by saying that there was a Tanai already. And they talk a lot about this. So this is a discussion in Shainim. But the question is, there were many, many, many nisim. Each makkah was an extraordinary nace. So if we needed a Tanai, we needed it for Damet, Tzvadeya, and Kirim and Arev. Why over here do we have it's only over here because Yamsuf that we say this Tanai. Lidavahu. Why is this the mock where it's mentioned? Should it be mentioned in the very first place? How are we going to have now a series of these extraordinary nisim? Okay, we're going to have to explain it as a Tanai Ma'aseh Breishis. And yet, if we're to take the Chazal, the way they dashed it, nothing needed the Tanai until Kriyas Yamsuf. Second, when we say the Haggadah, and we say over the parish of Bikurim, we say V'yizekar al Hashem, V'yishmas Koleinu, and so on. V'yasanyenu, the tefillah that we made, the tefillah in Mitzrayim, was crucial to our being redeemed. Some Rishonim say because we didn't have enough schusim without the tefillah, but be it as it may, the parasha of Bikurim is an extremely compact form of this, and and yet it lists this Indian over here of the Indian of the tefillah as being crucial to it. Yet by Kriyas Yamsuf, when they tried to be mispowel, said Loma Titzkun Elai, Alaya Davatolui, don't it's not as mantfila. The other lashonis in Kadmonim is that this is not a mokum tefillah, and this is something which is just up to me. You know, WMV, so they should just keep moving. If tefillah is a crucial part of, in addition to the nisim, whatever it is, why over here was tefillah not needed and not desirable b'chal? Those are the nekudas of distinction that we have between nisim. These are two of the many nekudas, and we'll try a little bit to understand what it is about Kriyas Yamsuf that's unique. We have to understand that the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, all the nisim, they're not just sort of random acts like that they're useful tactically. How do we get the mitzvah to get moving? How about striking at their tvuah? How about striking at their cattle? They all have, besides the practical application of putting pressure on the mitzvah, they all have some sort of inner content that they're trying to express with it. So let's explore a little bit that inner content of Kriyas Yamsuf. On the Shilshal Yoyim of Yoyim Shlishi, so we say Kim Nitza Badas Kale, and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah goes through each Shilshal Yoyim. What's unique about that Shilshal Yoyim? Why is it? How does it relate to some property of that Yoyim? So on the third day, they says, because Yom Shlishi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Gil Eretz B'Chachmosai, V'Heitziv Tevel La Dosai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala the Eretz B'Chachmosai, and he put down a V'Heichen Tevel La Dosai, and he prepared a place for Klal Yisrael. So the third day is unique amongst all the days of Bereishis, of the Ma'aseh Bereishis. Each day there was a Bria Yesh Me'ayin, there was Ma'oiris, there was Deshe, there was all sorts of Nefesh Chaya. Every day brought some type of new Bria to the world, and that's why it's a Ma'aseh Bria. On Tuesday, on the third day, it was very, very different. There was water it covering up the earth, and part of it was removed, almost like an unveiling ceremony. So it just, let's try to understand a little bit. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the earth so that people should live on it. So when you make the earth, why bother to cover it with an ocean? He covered the whole world with an ocean and then removed it. Why go through two steps? If you want to make the bria just the way it is. And if earth is important, if land is important, because that's where people can live and survive, so why leave any oceans? It's mimon efshach, make the earth smaller. What does it mean that we have a world covered by an ocean, somewhat uncovered, and left covered, partially covered, making it unusable? Why have this complex system? What is it about? So, without what is it about and what is it for, let's first define what are the different chalakim of the Bria. You have a chalak of the Bria that is totally not shaykh to Adam. Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem, Baratz Nasam Adam. Shemayim is mufka from Adam, and you know, we have no sheiches, we will never have any sheiches, and it's not part of our metzias. We have Eretz, which is for us. The kifshuha is on the Eretz, and therefore we have physically the ability to go over the entire Eretz, to be koivish it, to make use of it, to make it productive and use it in any way we wish. And then we have yam, which is be'etzem shayach to Adam. It's not Shemayim, it's in this world, but it's covered up and thereby inaccessible to us. It's something that stands somewhere between the reach of Shemayim and the availability of Aretz. We have Yam, which is, it's part of our world, but as such is inaccessible. That's what's defined out of this Metzias. If the Heichen Tevel Adosai is only the Yabasha, then everything that we have there is something else. Chazal gave, Gemara says in Chulin, that everything that there is in Yabasha has a counterpart in the Yam, except for Chulda. But it means that Yam is an entire Bria, at least equivalent to our Bria, but totally inaccessible to man. So we have the Bria in this world is given to us physically available and physically possible but unavailable. That's how the world was given to us. This phenomena is physically expressed by the Yam and the Yabasha, but it expresses itself on every level, on the level of Torah that was given to us, on the level of the Anhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the level of something in Nishmas Adam. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the cover off the Yam for a moment in time, that became a chelik of that. That's something that became accessible to us. It's something that was not accessible before. It was for a moment accessible, and then it was taken back again. But for that moment, that chelik of the Bria became part of our Metzias. And whether we're talking about Hanhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether we're talking about Torah, or something about the Nefesh Pnima of a person, all of those in Yonim had the same thing happened in Kriyas Yamsuf. It became it's something which had been until now off limits for us, for a small segment of time became ours to walk, Hafach Yam Liyabasha, and then it phased out again. If we're to speak about the Anhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what corresponds to that, we're going to speak about the La'asid Lavai. In other words, there are Anhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are future Anhagas. So, Melech HaMashiach is be'etzem part of our world, it's part of Yabasha. Chazal tell us if we do tshuva, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Beit Melachim on us and we do tshuva, the Rambam brings us Melachim. If a Melach comes today, who's as wise as David, and Halach B'David, B'Dagdav, Avin, he does this and this, is Melach HaMashiach. Malchus of Mashiach belongs to the world of Aretz and is ours and so on. There's something else called Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim is part of our world, but we have no way of accessing it. We don't daven. For Mashiach, we daven a bunch of times in Shemayin Esrei. Yerushalayim Ircha, Semach David Avdecha, and so on. But for Tchias HaMesim, we mention it. We know it exists, but we have no idea. In the Animaimans, we say, Kashiyala Rotzen Lefanav. So Tchias HaMesim is something that belongs to a world of Lasid Lavoi, and it's not accessible to us, but we have an inkling of it. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, when it speaks about Tchias HaMesim and Lasid Lavoi, the Gemara says, the Gemara goes to different psukim, and then the Gemara gives sort of, the proofs for it, but Gemara says, Seva Erech Dugmosan, Ba'olam Hazeh. I will show you things that are similar to it in this world. So in other words, Trias HaMeisim itself is not part of our Metzias, but we got a whiff of it at some point. Whether we're Cheskel at the Bika, whether it's the word Oz Yoshev at Trias HaMeisim, it's something which we had a gili of it. That Anhaga was Nisgalatos for a flashing moment, and then it disappeared. But once it was Nisgala, it's no longer something that is completely gone from us. I want to bring a parallel to that point from halacha. The halacha is that dover shalei bo la'olam, I can't sell. Something that is not here, there's no way I can sell it. There's no way it becomes an entity that's commercial, because I have no shlita over it. It's not something that I have. But there are exceptions to it. Something that's mechus zman is not kimechus maisa dami. If I sell you something in the future, if the thing exists now, I can sell it for the future. If it is if a dekele peroisav, if I have a tree, I can sell you a right in the tree for any fruits that will come. In other words, once something has established a foothold in this world, then even the parts that are not of this world, I have some shaykhs to. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhagis of Lasid Lavai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhagis that are shaykh to something in the world beyond, once we realize that it's here, but it's just not accessible for a while, is something that we have a kesher to, we have a shaykhs to. And if we have a shaykhs to it, we can make some use of it. We'll explain in a second how. But let's first go back a minute and understand the differences between Kriyas Yamsuf and the Makis. One of them we spoke about, a Tnaya Maisa Bracious. Why no other nace needs a Tnaya Maisa Bracious? And the answer is, other nisim are local aberrations. In other words, for a moment in time, water turned into blood. That's not something where we're changing something fundamental in Maisa Bracious. It's not something where we're creating some sort of new bria, because by its definition, it's a temporary bria, and it was for a special reason, a special place, at a special time. And that doesn't disturb the world of Teva. But this inyan over here, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala the world that's mechuse, once he's megala it, even after he's mechase it, it becomes part of our metzias, and we can make use of it. And if we can make use of it, it means even after it's covered again, I can now sell it. It's not a davar shebal olam. It's here. I realize that it's here. It's just that it'll be a while till I can actually deliver it. We have a deal like that by Ribbis. If I have something but it's out of town, it'll take me a while to get it. But as long as the object is here and I have some shaykhus to it, I can. That's not called that it's a new thing. So this was a radical change in my sabracious. This part of Yam, which had been mechusa, this part of Yabosh, which had been mechusa by Yam, and was not part of the world, now I turned it and made it part of the world. And even if it's not, materially available, but just the knowledge that it's there waiting to become available means that it's available. If Sol Salanta once said that if a person is in a dark night, in a dark valley, and no idea where he is, what he is, it's impossible to move forward. If there's a flash of lightning for an instant, and for an instant he sees where, what, and when, and how, even if it's just a flash of lightning for an instant, and afterwards it becomes dark, it's very, very difficult, but it's now possible to navigate. It's because he has a sense of what's there, and he may make mistakes, he may fall, he may stumble, but still he can navigate. So the chelik of the bria that has become uncovered means that it's now changed status permanently, and it's for Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael was able to get a sense of this Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why Tefillah was not shaykh to it, because Tefillah is something that goes hand in hand with Maisei Adam. L'moshel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have a chiyuv to make parnasa, so I have a chiyuv to be zereya, to be koitzer, and so on. So I'm mispalel for Siyata Shmaya with it. That's appropriate. Tefillah is avoda. It's part of avodas Adam. For Nisim, you can't daven, because there's no avodas Adam there. It's mufka from Adam. I can daven because Baruch should save me, and however he decides to save me, he'll save me. But a direct tefillah for Nes doesn't exist, because Nes is something that's mufka from avodas Adam, and b'meila there's no tefillah for that either. Tefillah goes hand in hand with avodas Adam. So as long as this place, as long as it was covered, Adam had no shaychus to it. There was no tefillah either. So before Kriyas Yamsuf, there was no makom tefillah that could be chal on the inyan of Yam. Those are explanations about these two distinctions between Kriyas Yamsuf and other nisim. Hashem Yimlech Lo'olam Ved means, if we think about it, it's really a meaningless statement. When I say Hashem Moloch, what I'm saying is, I heard a Masoras from people who lived before me, and before them, I checked out the Masoras, it's credible, and I choose to believe it, and yes, now I'm saying it. Hashem Melech, I can say, I am thinking deeply about my place in the Bria, the original place in the Bria, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything, and so on. Also, it's something which makes a lot of, it's a statement that's meaningful. When I come along and I say, Hashem Yimloch Lo'olam Ved, Hashem will be Moloch, what does that mean? What does it mean that I'm saying a fact about the future? I could say I wish, I could say it's reasonable to conclude maybe based on what I know before, but it's certainly not a definitive statement. How could that be a definitive statement if the Asid is not here? The answer is the Asid is here. The Asid of Lasid Lavoi is part of this world. It's the part that's mechusa. It's the part that's covered. And had HaKadosh Baruch Hu not unveiled that, then we wouldn't be able to say it, because how do we know what's going to be? How do we know about Chiyas HaMesim? How do we know about all these things? Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu uncovered it, even for a moment, then we recognize that there's another chelik of the Bria that is the Lasid Lavoi, that's here now. It's covered, and it's not going anywhere, but it's not accessible to us. But we know it's here, and we can at least relate to it. That is the chelik of the Bria that's the mashmos of the Kriyas Yamsuf Klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Anhagas in the Bria and so on. In the world of Torah, we also were given a chelik of Torah that is accessible. Hanigleis lonol vaneinu ad olam. There's a chelik of Torah that is accessible to us. There's a chelik of Torah that's beyond us. We can't, the Mishnah says, we can't ask what's lefanim, what's la'achar. That chelik is mufka from Adam, will be mufka Adam, it's no shaykhs to Adam. But there's another chelik of Torah that's called soid. And that chelik of Torah is behesta. That chelik of Torah is a chelik of Torah that it's here. I mean, we have it in Sfarim, but it doesn't mean what it says. The fact that it's not speakable, it doesn't have diburim that allow it to be said. So that makes it hesta, because all the diburim none of it means what it says. All of it is means a guide to something underneath the cover. And b'meila, I have a sheiches to it, but not, I can't uncover it. I can't make it part of the world that's nigla. The interesting, the Shira, which is the Shevach said over this world, is not words. The words don't mean what the dictionary word of it means. It's a Shira. Because there are no words that describe it flat in words. It's the words are only a cover, which if you have the intuition, you can sense something behind it. That is why the Shira is like that. It's interesting. The Goyen says that all the Agadas and Shas have a meaning of Pshat also. All the Agadas and Shas have very, very deep Seidas, but they also have a meaning Aderech HaPshat, except for Rabbi Baruch Hanna in Amechas HaSfina. In Amechas HaSfina, we have 2.5 blot of Agadata that are these fantastic stories about people at sea, and that is Torah that is kol kulay covered. There's no tefisas yad adam in it. Halidavahu. That chelik is given over about yam. That chelik is spoken about in terms of yam, and it's something which is, you can't understand it in our terms. You either sense it in terms beyond this world or you don't. But that's that chelik Torah. The Goyen says this is Klal Yisrael was given. So Klal Yisrael was given a handle on the chelik of the world that's mechusa, and they're able to relate to that because for a split moment in time it had become a gula. The Goyen says, it goes on the Perek in Shaya, there's a Perek in Gimel that says that the Melech HaMashiach is going to look very ugly and pockmarked and terrible, and people make fun of it. They make fun of him. It says that it's because of our avers that it looks like that. So the Goyen says, basing on the Zohar, that it's something which is, it's talking about the Sisra Torah, that the Sisra Torah are gonas in Agadatis that look so ridiculous and so silly that it's the mocking place for Umas HaOlam. They look at these Agadatis and say, well, those stories are sillier than silly. And it's a terrible Bizoyin HaTorah that the greatest Seidus are given over like that. And he explains it's the reason, because it's part of Moshe's, it's a shortcoming of Moshe because he took the Erev Rav. He explains what he needs to explain. But the point is that the Torah itself has a Hester, and in the place where it's most Musta, it has no Sheiches, and only Klal Yisrael can have that Sheiches. On Lasid Lavoi, the Goyen says over here, this is a, it's a Tikkun HaZeah with a Goyen on Tikkun HaZeah. It says, V'lo yikas amim, Tikkun HaZeah is a Daf Mem Gimel, it's Tikkun Chof Aleph. It says, the Kemodat amit shom anis aleichum b'yamadei reisa, there are ships that traverse the sea of Torah. The inun on neois einin de bistakim v'raisa. Those ships are eyes that look into Torah. The kamon neis minayis bar v'nofu yama. How many of those ships break and fall into this yam? Adiyesi morsha de la v'kor yama de raisa. V'sus v'reichu roma bayam. And so on. And it says there will come the Rebbeinu will come and rip open that Yam Deraisa. So the Goyen says in it Hakriyahu, Sheyayom Kma Yabasha, the Yam will become like Yabasha, Sheyuchul Leilach Kol Echot Shomboloi Sakana, everyone will be able to go throughout Sakana, Leitstarchul Etreach Loshut, and they won't need to work hard at traveling with a ship. Biskalik miyabosha, it'll become as revealed as a bosha, which is pshuta shel teira. So the Goyen says over here that on teira itself, there's avtocha, that chelik of teira will one day be misgam neskala by the Ribbono Shel Olam, that will tear off the cover and be megalit. So you have over here two areas where you have the same setup. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Anhagis, the Anhagis of Lasid Lavidik Anhagis, and today's Anhagis. The Anhagis of Lasid Lavo, we don't see and understand, and only Klai Yisrael, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of ripped open that cover, are able to have a sense of it, and they're able to say Hashem Lech. We have in Torah itself the Chelek that's Nigla, and that's a Nigla Sonel Vanenu, and then we have the Nestoros Hashem Alekenu. We have Eishayches to Nestoros, again, because we, for a moment, the Yam opened up, so when we see the Agadat of Yam, we're able to visualize what it is that the Yam opens up, and there's something beyond the Yam. One more part, and that is Koiches Nefesh of Adam. Let's go back again to the question of Dovashe Balolam. Imagine the following scenario. Imagine a person leaves over an extremely large trust fund for a grandchild, and he dies. So we have this child, a grandchild, who's just now inherited tens and tens of millions of dollars. And and he doesn't know about it. Is he wealthy? Well, in a very technical way, maybe, on the papers, on the books, he's not wealthy. He can't do anything. He doesn't know he has the money. He walks around psychologically like a nani, like an avian. So basically we can say in what's in the Ge'er L'maisa is he's an avian. A second one has a trust fund that will become available in 10 years from now. He can't spend the money now, but he can do a lot with it. He can borrow against that money. He can get other investors. People will extend him credit. More than that, psychologically, the person feels like a millionaire. He sees himself as a millionaire with some technical issues. So when a person has at least a sense of the hidden part, then the person himself is already has now shaykhis also, not direct shaykhis, but he's already kashat, is already shaykh to it. A person walks around and he struggles to get somewhere, to do something, and goes. It's disheartening. It's not extremely motivating when a person keeps mooching to get to a place that he's supposed to get to, and who says I'll get there? Who says I'm shy to it? But when a person sees himself, catches a glimpse in himself of what the person can be, of what pnimius he has, Chazal tell us that a person has in himself five levels of neshama. Three of them are referred to constantly, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And even that part, the neshama part, is higher than we are. It's above us, beyond us. There's two more halakim that are basically shayach to the lasid lavi. And the question is, by knowing this information, does it make us better or not? The answer is yes. Because when we have an oitzer, and we know we have it, even if it's a safe, it's and the time hasn't come yet to open the lock, it still is accessible to me, and that makes it something that I can leverage, either befall or at least psychologically. The lasid lava is described as umola aretz dea kamayim layam mechasim. It means that the das that is under the yam will now become the das of the world. And just like it's true b'chitzonius, it's true b'pnimius of each and every person. So Kriyas Yam Suf is an extraordinary moment in time. It's a moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the chelik of the Bria that belongs to under the Yam. It means it's part of our world, but totally inaccessible. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted up the veil for a moment and then recovered it again. That created a profound change in everything, because our world now incorporates that world as well. It's true in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagis. We have a sense, the word La'asid Lavo, Olam Haba, and all of those in Yanim are now meaningful to us, because we know that there's a world to come, because it's here. It's here right now. It's not operating, but it's here. In the world of Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah that contains material that's totally under our dominion. We think about it, we ask on it, we answer, we come up with understandings, and whatever we do with it, that's it. And then there is the chelik of the Bria that is the chelik of Torah that's beyond, and we have no shaykhus it, but it's here. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted it, it means we became shaykh to learning the things that even if today they don't have words and they don't have intelligent words, they can only be given under the cover of a some sort of fantastic mashal, some sort of fantastic agadita, but it's ours because we're Klal Yisrael and we have the shaykhus it and we understand it. And it's true, most important about every single person, his own world of nefesh. There are halakim of our nefesh neshama that are shayach to lasid lavay. And that chelik we never had a glimpse of. And b'meila, as far as we're concerned, it's as if it never existed. Kriyas Yam Suf, that became Nisgala also. And all of a sudden, we caught a glimpse that we have a oitzus of neshama that shayach lasid lavay in us. Having that sense, we came up with a shira chadasha. We came up with a new shira that was never ever able to be said, because it would have been not genuine to have said a shira about tomorrow. What do we say after tomorrow? So we can say we would very much like it to be that way. We couldn't say it. Once we found in ourselves the Lasid Lova is inside the person, it became a Dekel Peroisav. It became a just a Mechusas Man instead of Mechusas Maisa. It became ours mitzad Sheirish. And there and in saying the Shira Chadash of Hashem Yimlech Lolam Ved, each and every person uncovered himself that lasid lavay, which he can make use of today. He can make use of it befoil somehow, and more important, by understanding who he is and what he is, by understanding that he has tens of millions of dollars in bank account, he now carries himself ashadik. He's now, his sense of self is as a wealthy person. In the HaKadosh Baruch who's giving us the glimpse into the oitzus of lasid lavay, has made our hoiva something that incorporates that lasid lavay into our very mitzvahs.